leading the news this morning. There have been more flood evacuations in New South Wales. About 450 people in Wagga Wagga have spent the night in emergency accommodation. The Murrumbidgee River is expected to reach 10 metres by tomorrow. In northern Victoria, meanwhile, flood warnings remain in place for several communities. An evacuation order has been issued for the town of Walwa on the Murray River. Julia Gillard's new ministry will be sworn in today. Kate Lundy and David Bradbury have been promoted to the ministry, but the incoming Foreign Minister Bob Carr won't be there. He'll have to wait until he officially replaces Mark Abib in the Senate. Vladimir Putin has claimed victory in Russia's presidential elections. Speaking at a rally in Moscow a short time ago, Mr. Putin described the elections as fair and open, but opposition groups are claiming there have been widespread electoral violations. Barack Obama says there's been too much loose talk about a possible war against Iran. The US president says international sanctions on Iran must be given a chance to work, and talk about a military strike is counterproductive. Mr. Obama was speaking before tomorrow's key meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And the artist whose paintings were instrumental in designing the Star Wars films has died at the age of 82. Ralph McQuarrie began his career as a commercial artist and designer. His concept art was crucial in getting George Lucas' approval to produce the Star Wars films.